White, W.C. White, Mary. Kansas City, Missouri, August 13, 1884. Dear children, Willie and Mary, I thought you would want to hear in regard to our plans. Edson, White, and Emma, White, go with us to Marshalltown, Iowa. We take the 6 o'clock train this evening. We shall spend 4 days at this camp meeting and then go on to Syracuse to be at the last week of their meeting. This looked right to me. Edson obtained half-fare tickets to Chicago and a permit to tarry at Marshalltown. We have to leave the direct route and go a short distance on another road. Emma goes with me the rounds at the camp meeting. Edson will join us when he can, but his business is such he cannot leave it. Trunks came all right. They are checked for Marshalltown. The time we have spent here has been very busily occupied. There have been efforts made in Lawrence, about 60 miles from here. Brothers Barton and Enoch have been at work there. There has been a church raised up of about 40 in all. They have drawn into the net of truth one woman, a remarkable case, Mrs. McCulloch, a great money speculator. Speculator in lands, grain, and everything where there is any show of money. She does an immense business. Well, this woman has powers adapted to just such a work. She is a woman of commanding appearance, of wonderful influence. She is worth $150,000, and this woman has embraced the Sabbath. She has purchased a library of our publications, the 4 she had paid for. I had an opportunity to talk much to this lady, being in trade, and I hope she will come heart and soul into the whole truth as it is in Jesus. She asked many, many questions. I told her frankly the truth. I told her that money, the handling of money, was a part of existence, but there was a greater work for her to do than this. Working for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah 13, verse 12. There was work for her to do. There were faculties she was to exercise and develop. In her work and enlarged powers she would take with her into the future, immortal life. But all the work she was now doing would not, could not, be carried on in the future life. Therefore, her life work would tell nothing there. I said many plain things to her, which I hope will be thought of hereafter. Money, or the handling of large business, is her element or her God. She is awakening upon some points. She has large monies of an infidel invested with her money. He is a foul blasphemer, and she has decided she cannot have his means mixed up with hers. She is a woman of keen sensibilities and acute discernment. She has peculiar powers of intuition, and all these powers are valuable. I tell her they belong to God, to be used not in the world, but for the glory of God. Well, we must wait and see what will come of this singular acquisition to the truth. She has supported the work being done in Lawrence. She has an immense skating rink, which she opened and used for meetings. She expected many would come into the truth, and to have only 25 or 30 adults seems to her small business. She opens her princely establishment for Brother Barton and Brother Enoch and their wives. And she seems to be willing and thankful for the opportunity. But we will leave her now and write of something else. Brother Cudney heard I was to be here. He came down yesterday, and he solicited my attendance at the Omaha meeting to commence the 24th and continue to the 30th. Brother G.I. Butler writes that it is a week too early, earlier than he told them to have the meeting. Brother Cudney thus understood him. And he has made arrangements for the meeting with the railroad officials. I told him they could extend the meeting 1 week, to the 6th of October, and the first week have someone, at least, who could be there to speak and attend to much of their business that could be done. And then the last week, we would come in to take hold in earnest. He has written to Brother Butler about it. In this case, I could not attend the Indiana meeting, but I was there last year, and I think I ought to attend the meeting at Omaha. To say the very least, you must consider I am getting older every year. I need you. If you do accept this offer, I will pay you weekly a sum that will be as much as you receive now. This looks right to me. We will work either at Healdsburg or St. Helena this winter, probably at Healdsburg. You may occupy the house with us, have Anna and Mother Kelsey with us and your family, and let us be united in our efforts. Sell your place if you can. Think of these things candidly and prayerfully. There is now a good boarding house, so that the necessity is not now so great for you to remain where you are to make a home for the young. Edson works very hard. He feels much cramped and worked up about things at Battle Creek. They crowd him and hurt him unnecessarily. I think it will be essential for you to be at Battle Creek at General Conference, if not before, to accompany me. But I will see and test matters still further. Emma is very thin and poor in health. I do not think she will accompany me. She is willing to do so if I say that I want her, but if Edson does not go, I think she had better not go. Now I have written quite fully. A woman has just embraced the truth in Lawrence. She wished to see me. Edson telegraphed that I was here, and a dispatch has just come that she will be here at 6 o'clock today. She is a woman in possession of property and wants some advice about the matter. Brother and Sister Shireman are living in this city. They want to do missionary work on their own responsibility and try to work with persons and introduce the truth to individuals. Edson seems to be anxious to do all he can in any way he can work. He wants no pay for his time, only his expenses for traveling paid. He has been unable to do much for months on account of buying. Now he says nothing is in the way but to go ahead. He feels very hopeful. He has another book, Breakfast, Dinner, and Supper, for public sale. It is a good thing. It has been much of it done by himself. Mary Clough has done some, William Gage some. He found his large book was wanted, but many could not take it because they could not go so high. This will go with the other, both canvassed for. This will be much cheaper, so it will go. He hired $700 to get this out. The work had been paid for before completion of the material or matter composing the book. I know so little about business. I cannot tell much about it. Edson wants so much to see you and talk with you. Well, I found out I could not get this in before night, and I concluded to write as fully as I could. When I get to Marshalltown, we'll write you again. Edson has a Sabbath school in his house every Sabbath. There are 3 families that attend. He says he will try to have meetings every Sunday evening when he is here. He will speak to them on Bible subjects. When he is absent, Brother Shireman will hold Bible readings. Thus they are trying with a little leaven to do what they can. I think this is a good plan. They are going to advertise for meetings here every Sunday, and may the Lord bless their efforts is my prayer. I shall make the most of my little time to rest, but I cannot spend my strength in private conversation to entertain those who have no real claim upon me. It really tires me more than giving an address in public. May the Lord bless you, all those working for me, and those working for the interest of the meetings in the tent. Mother.